Angel Rach has so many ailments, including a curved spine and a brain tumor. She not only sees marijuana as a life-saving medicine,
like this particular one here,
she knows what kind of pot to smoke for what hurts.
After I medicate with it, the muscles and tendons and ligaments around my spine and my joints have a tendency to kind of relax.
So Angel and another California patient, Diane Monson, are asking the Supreme Court to decide which law has more sway. State law in California that permits the use of pot as medicine, or federal law that bans pot as dangerous. The government's lawyer, Paul Clement, told the justices smoked marijuana has no future as a medicine, and that under the Constitution, Congress should control pot because production of marijuana has a profound effect on interstate commerce.
But here's where the legal arguments got lively. To determine if pot is part of interstate commerce, several justices wanted to know about the market for marijuana and what the California law might do to the price of pot.
Justice John Paul Stevens wanted to know if prices would rise or fall. What's the impact of the market for medical marijuana, he asked. Trivial, answered Angel Rach's lawyer, Randy Barnett. He's arguing that most medical marijuana will be homegrown, that the state has approved, and the feds should butt out.
The idea here is that the existence of states and states' laws protects liberty. And in this case, it's the liberty of people to use medical cannabis.
Angel Rach, meanwhile, was outside the court, trembling, she said, because she hadn't smoked during the argument.
I'm trying to go in spasm, and you can actually see my physical body already changing.
Rach's lawyers are hoping the state's rights argument will appeal to the court's conservatives, but the administration believes she's the poster child for a bad drug. The government says beyond helping just a handful of patients, medical marijuana is the back door to legalization. Wyatt Andrews, CBS News, at the Supreme Court.